Today's Rock Road Home has a very special guest. And honestly, Grizzlies, I have butterflies in my stomach because we have his autographed poster hanging up on the studio wall right now. I'm talking about the godfather of shock rock himself, Mr. Alice Cooper. Thank you so much for taking the time to give me a call.
Oh, thanks, Heather. Thanks. No problem at all.
So first question is, how are you doing with this whole pandemic thing? How are you coping with all this?
I've got three studios in the house.
Oh, wow.
All right. And we just finished an album about Detroit called Detroit Stories.
Nice.
That we're just doing finishing touches on. My producer, Bob Ezrin's in Toronto. So every day we get little things like, could you redo this line here? Could you redo this line right here? So I kind of do that, and I do my radio show, and I do all these different Zoom things for, you know, graduate kids and first responders and all this stuff. So I've been keeping really busy. I'm just not used to having 6 months off.
I imagine that, because you have one of the busiest tour schedules ever between what you do with yours and then what you do with the Hollywood Vampires. I mean, it's craziness.
I think we canceled 130 shows.
Wow.
The Vampires alone had 30 or 40 shows that we were doing that got canceled in Europe. But I mean, they're not canceled. They're postponed.
Right.
You know, we're still going to do them. It's just next year.
Oh, it's craziness. Now, one of the things you talk about, first of all, I'm a wife of a first responder, so thank you for doing everything that you're doing for them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
The single Don't Give Up. So inspirational. What made you decide to pin and sing that song?
Well, we actually had written a song for the album about suicide.
Oh, wow.
Called Don't Give Up. And then we took it and we said, you know what? This applies more now to the virus than it does to suicide, because the chorus could be applied both ways.
Right.
Don't step off the ledge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we took the verse then and said, why don't we stand up to this virus? Instead of being a victim, let's go on the offense. Let's punch the bully in the nose. And Alice will talk to the virus directly and just say, look, you know, you're an indiscriminate killer and you're not that tough. You know, we're the human race. We're going to survive and you're going to be gone. And I like the idea of sort of Rocky getting off the canvas and winning the fight.
Absolutely.
You know, and that, I think, gives people a different look at the virus. Instead of being a victim, now you're kind of knocking the virus out.
Right. It's giving you that light at the end of the tunnel, because there's so much gloom and doom and people are getting upset and mental health becomes a big issue. If you give them a chance,
oh,
hey,
absolutely,
stand your ground and let's fight. It gives you some hope. It gives you some inspiration to do what you got to do to get up out of bed and just kind of carry on.
That's it. You know, and honestly, some people, I know people that are so defeated with this. I mean, they haven't left their house in 4 months.
Wow.
You know, and you're going, guys, you know, it's 0.003% die of this thing. You know, it's almost like, I know people that say, I want to get this so I can get it over with.
Yeah. I've heard that mentality too.
Yeah. And when you think of it, you go, well, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
It does. So I did hear a rumor, and I wanted to address this because I thought this was amazing and awesome. You did talk about Zoom, and all of us have kind of had our own experiences with the Zoom calls and that. But you've been doing, taking up some interesting hobbies. Now, we all know how you kill it at golf. Now, there's another hobby that made it all over everything, and I'm talking about the tap dancing. Can you elaborate on how that started? I think that's amazing.
You know, here's the deal. My wife and my two daughters are both professional dancers.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was with Joffrey Ballet, and she was with Hubbard Street Dance, and, you know, Chicago, actually, yeah.
Wow.
And she's done movies, everything. She can tap dance. She can ballet. She was ballet, prima ballerina. And both of my daughters, who are growing up now, were also scholarship dancers.
Wow.
So they put on a pair of tap shoes, and they're right there.
Right.
I watch old movies, and I'm sitting there going, you know, in the old days, if you were an actor, and you, even if you were the bad guy in a gangster movie, you could still tap dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, well, then why can't I tap dance? You know? And so I have a friend that does a virtual tap dance thing on Wednesday nights.
Right.
So we lay out this plywood thing outside, because in Arizona, it's, you know,
amazing,
still 85 degrees at night. And all of us, there's seven of us out there with tap shoes on. And it looks like that Geico commercial, the clogging commercial.
Oh, I love it.
You know, I swear it looks just like that.
Oh,
it couldn't be more appropriate for us.
Well, I have to tell you, in my mind, and I don't want to offend you, but I know those old movies too. And one of my favorite directors is Mel Brooks. So in my mind, when I heard you in tap dancing, I pictured the scene from Young Frankenstein. where it was putting on the Ritz. I'm like, that would be amazing because you could have that on your stage show. I mean, perfectly.
Oh, my gosh. We have a song called Some Folks where we used to do a thing where it was Alice in White Top, Hat and Tails.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers were all in black. The back of their outfits were black.
Mm-hmm.
But when they turned around, it was glow-in-the-dark skeletons.
Oh, that's awesome.
With white, so they would disappear and then show up again. And we did this whole Fred Astaire dance routine in the middle of it. And Fred Astaire came to the show.
Oh, wow.
And saw this. And he went to the dancers and he says, you kids are great. You know, that's really something. That's something I can't believe we didn't do that in one of the old movies. You know what that says to those kids,
to
the dancers? That's like the Beatles coming to us and going, hey, man, you wrote some great songs.
Right.
You know, you can't get better than Fred Astaire complimenting you on your dance number.
That would be amazing. And, you know, it's one of those things. I just saw it and I thought, you know what? I saw your show last year. I took my father, who is going to be 71 this year. He'd never seen you live. So I took him to see you. And your opener was Lizzie Hale and Hailstorm. And I will tell you blew us away. You played down in St. Louis, and you guys were amazing. You have not lost a step, Alice. I have to tell you that right now.
Well, you know, I surround myself with the best players in the world. Everybody in that band are best friends.
Right.
Nita Strauss.
She's amazing.
Is our newest member. She's been with us 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a force of nature.
Yes,
herself.
She is.
And amazing girl. And she's really a great, great chick. Just one of those, you know, and people look at her at first when she first came on and they went, oh, eye candy.
Right.
And then she starts shredding.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, Satriani can't say enough about her.
Right.
Well, you
that's
know,
a big
like
endorsement
when,
right
when
there.
when you're getting people like Steve Vai and Satriani going, you know, this chick is a great player, you know, and she got voted guitarist of the decade.
Justifiably so, I think, for sure.
And here was the even a better thing for when I was looking for, I already had two great guitar players. I had Ryan Roxy and Tommy Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I need a shredder. I wasn't thinking, I had Orianti in the band before, and she went did an album with Richie Sambora.
Right.
I wasn't looking to put another girl in.
Right.
I just said, I just need a great shredder. And I listened to a bunch of tapes, and I heard this, and I went, who's this?
Right.
And they showed me a picture, and I went, oh, this girl's got to be in the band. She's great. And again, it wasn't the fact she was a girl. It was the fact her playing is why I put her in the band.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your future. Are you planning on doing some more tours? Are you starting to think a little bit, because you really didn't have any downtime, but are you starting to think a little bit about retiring? You're starting to pace yourself down a little bit more?
Not in the least.
Good deal.
That word doesn't exist in my vocabulary.
I was hoping you were going to say
that. I think a long time ago, Heather, I said, if I come into a town and we put on a show and nobody shows up, well, then I know I'm done.
That hasn't happened. That'll never happen.
At 72, I was not expecting to be in two touring bands.
Oh, I bet.
You know, and the Vampires are just like my band. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that band are best friends.
That's awesome.
You know, you got Johnny Depp and Joe Perry and myself, three alpha males, and we've been together 6 years, and I have never heard one argument.
That's amazing. That's a testament
to
your friendship.
Yeah, no, everybody just goes, okay, good idea, let's try that, you know.
Man, that's amazing. Well, before we wrap up, I just have one last question for you. If you could tour with anybody right now, who would you put on that bill?
Boy, I'll tell you what. I've always really liked the Foo Fighters. I've liked Green Day because those bands bring it.
Yes.
Every single night. If I was going to bring an opening band, there's the Struts would be great.
Mm-hmm.
There's a band in Ireland called the Stripes.
Yes.
That are one of my favorite bands. I love that band. They're a young pub band, but they're so good, it's ridiculous. I think we've never ever toured. If you were going to do like a sort of a classic thing, we have never toured with Billy Idol. I think Alice Cooper
good.
And Billy Idol would be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, anybody out there. Lizzie Hale was great when we went out with Lizzie. I mean, Lizzie's one of my best buddies, and that show was really good because there were two different kinds of energy on that stage.
Oh, it was amazing. When she got up there and was singing with you, and then her and Nita were playing at the same time, that was a hell of a moment to see for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Have you heard that thing she's done with the Who band?
Yes.
She does a thing called the Song of Woman.
Mm-hmm.
The band, H-U, the Who band. I love that band.
It is.
That band is so crazy. Yeah.
And way underrated. There's a lot of people don't know who they are yet, but I think they're going to hit it pretty hard here soon.
I think so, too. I think if they get on a big tour, like a Metallica tour or something like that, or an AC/DC tour, that band is going to take off. Because they're Mongolian Hell's Angels, you know?
Definitely, yes. I love it. Well, I want to thank you so very much. I know our time is limited for calling in and chatting with me, Alice. I cannot tell you how much it means to me to talk to one of my idols. So thank you for taking the time, and stay well, my friend.
Oh, thanks very much, and say hi to your dad.
I would definitely do that. Thanks, Alice.
Okay, bye-bye.